What's up? What's up? What's up? And this is your boy, DJ Preach, right here on the live show on Anchor.fm, Google Play, iTunes. Y'all know what it is. Let's go. Listen, it's been a minute. It definitely has been a minute. But it's all good because God just keep blessing. You know what I'm saying? God has definitely blessed me over these past few weeks. Not as well say a month. The church that I was attending, Kingdom Harvest, you know, here in Atlanta, Georgia, that ministry, you know, shout out to, Pastor Ramon Preston. His ministry is so refreshing. It's excellent. It's all about elevating your spirituality with Christ, man. And I appreciate it, but his ministry, the name of the church is called Kingdom Harvest Outreach Ministries here in Stockbridge, Georgia. And his ministry literally saved my life after my divorce. You know, contemplated suicide and all that great stuff. I mean, well, I ain't gonna even say great stuff, but all of that stuff. And I grew in there, you know what I'm saying? A spiritual gift that I thought was dead was actually dormant. And I end up playing the drums after 6 years, like I said, you know. I mean, the doors has opened up at Kingdom Harvest. But now God has elevated me. And it's funny that at Kingdom Harvest, this is what he was preaching about when you align yourself with God's purpose and his will, he will elevate you to bigger and better things. In that message, probably weeks after that, God has elevated me to join a new church that's called Breakthrough Worship Center here in Atlanta, Georgia, on the outskirts of Atlanta, Georgia, and the town is called Monroe, Georgia. And there, I'm a minister in training now to eventually be a youth minister at that church. Some of you, man, big things is popping, bro. And I'm excited. But listen, this is the live show. I'm ready to give you some jams. Let's get it rolling, all right? And also, this whole Anchor update. I'm not feeling this whole Anchor update, y'all. Like, I'm totally lost in the whole transitions and all of that. The format is totally. Totally crazy, man. But we gonna get through it, all right? We gonna get through it. Keep it locked here on the live show, Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. Let's go. Yo, 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 welcome back to the Life Show with your boy DJ Preach, man. Listen, y'all got to check me out on the social media, man, on Twitter. I go by DJ Preach 83. Same thing for the Instagram. For Facebook, you can follow me on Primetime Gospel. Just type it in on the search engine on Facebook, Primetime Gospel. Get you updated on the latest music videos that are out, the latest news in Christian and gospel hip hop, all over the industry, all over the globe. That's just what I do. Follow me. You know what I mean? I need that. I like that, you know? But yeah, what's been up with y'all, man? It's, like I said, it's been a month. Anchor done updated their whole format. I'm all confused. I feel like, man, real talk, I feel like I've been out the loop, you know what I'm saying? But like I told y'all, man, you know, I'm definitely blessed to be in the position that I'm in, you know, walking in this Christian, this Christian faith, man, this faith walk, that we call it, you know. It ain't easy. It's not easy at all. You know, too much is given, much is required. And I'm seeing that, you know, but, I'm also putting in the work. So, I just ask that you guys would just, you know, continue to pray for me. I'll definitely continue to pray for, you guys. I see some of you guys still, you know, for some of the, you know, the listeners that are out there who are also, on Anchor. I see you guys still pushing out your shows, man. You know, keep that going. Stay encouraged with that, all right? But yeah, like I said, man, I just hope everybody's having a good weekend. You know, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Now listen, I don't need y'all being torn, you know, tore up or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just in case you did. just in case, you know what I'm saying, you done hit the floor a couple of times or you done bumped your head against the wall, you know, get an Uber, man, get a Lyft, find a designated driver, get a cab. I don't need you out there in the streets swerving, you know, looking like that scene off of 40-year-old virgin when he picked up the chick for the club and she up there singing the Missy Elliott song, you know what I'm saying, get your freak going. And she drunk crashing into the cars and stuff. Listen, we don't need that. We don't need that, all right? But all right, man, let's get back to these shares right here on the live show. I'm thinking about that scene, y'all. That scene was crazy. All right, let's go.
When I was 10, 11 years old, life was tough. And I found some songs that I just, man, I held on to. And they got me through. They gave me hope. Because I needed it. Maybe tonight, so do you.
Dad, why don't you come watch me sing?
Dreams don't pay the bills. You're not ready. I don't think you found your song. Found your soul. Let that pain become your inspiration. Then you'll have something that people can believe in.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him from a man that I hated into the man I wanted to become. And so I wrote this for my dad.
Song.
Just kind of happened. Took about 10 minutes, I guess.
It didn't take you 10 minutes to write this. It took a lifetime. I can only imagine.